Hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you are all well, having a great week, enjoying the sun, which has finally came out and getting some really, really good weather, which is great for our gardens. I know we are often saying we seem a little bit behind, but this sun just makes it all the more worthwhile. Now, what I want to talk to you guys about today is I have just been watching, and I've added a link to this in the email for this podcast, and on, if you want, listen on the website in the notes. But my friend, he's a member of this club as well, Lee Connolly from Skinny Jean Gardener. He was at the House of Lords today, and he was in a part of a panel talking to members of the House of Lords about how to get kids interested into horticulture and getting it into the school. Now, it's quite a long video. It's about 2 hours in total, but Lee was only on in the first half. I think the second half was similar, but it was about an hour. And Amanda and I just sat there and we were watching this, and we found ourselves sort of shouting out answers at the same time. I've got to say, Lee and the other two people who were part of the panel were all coming out with some really, really good answers. But I just felt the questions that House of Lords were asking was, I think, good questions in some ways, but also a little bit sort of lacked. How can I phrase this? I want to say they were lacking a bit of imagination. So one of the things that they said is that, well, how can we make kids interested in gardening when we say plant science is boring? We want to teach them gardening, but we're already saying the education side is boring of it. And it's like, you're just not thinking outside of the box. And my answer to that would have been, one of the best teachers I ever had at school, he didn't actually teach us, he entertained us. And we learned more because we were entertained. And I do think that is the real thing for this, is getting the kids entertained and get them involved and really enjoying themselves. And they will learn. They will learn. It was such a good chat, I've got to say. I haven't spoken to Lee. I did text him. I'll probably speak to him tomorrow to find out a bit more. But hopefully he'll listen to this. And I've got to say, he did really well. All three of them did really well. I'm so, so proud of them. It really was good. But I really do think getting kids interested in horticulture, although horticulture is... the word horticulture, I think, puts people off. This is a conversation Lee and I have had many times, and it actually popped up in one of the questions today. And I'm just thinking, you know, we got to make it a bit more inclusive, I guess. Go and watch a video. Go and watch a video and let me know what you think of it, because I'd be really, really interested on it. And I do think this is something I've discussed a few times on the main podcast, and I do think it's something that does keep popping up every now and then. Now, moving on from that, I haven't actually sown any of the seeds from this month's gift pack today. I've only got the cabbage and the thyme left to sow. Was it thyme? I'm sure it was. So I want to fill out for content for the next couple of days or next few podcasts. So I haven't sown any of those seeds just yet, but they will be coming up over the next week and a half before we get them sowing. But if you've sown them already, then that is absolutely fine, of course. It's just I like to chat about how I go about growing these, try and make it a little bit more conclusive. Now, just looking through my notes. Now, we are Thursday. It is coming up to the weekend. And as you know, I always like to share with you what I'm going to be doing at the weekend with in the vegetable garden or the allotment. But we've got a slight, not so much a problem. It's my wife's birthday on Saturday. And we're actually going out for the day, going to a dog show, which is something she wanted to do. So Because of this, I'm not probably going to be able to get down to the allotment at the weekend. I have actually been down the allotment every night this week, doing the weeding and watering, except for tonight I didn't because I forgot the keys. So I'm probably going to go down to the allotment tomorrow evening after work. I think I'll be finished from work quite early. And I'm going to be cutting the lawn, cutting the grass areas. And I'm probably going to be planting out some tomato plants and watering and feeding, of course. And I'm going to be start making a comfrey feed, which is going to be something I'm discussing on Monday's podcast. Now, because of this, this will mean Sunday I am going to be doing a few bits at home. Now, our home garden is both the allotment and the home garden have really come together at the moment. We are, as I said earlier, slightly behind, so I haven't got many plants really outside, but my tomato plants that I've planted out seem to be doing okay, so I'm going to plant out more tomato plants, hoping some of the squash plants are going to be ready soon so we can get those into the bed. That won't be this weekend, but they're going to need pricking out and potting up and getting those ready to grow. Tying in tomatoes in the greenhouse as well, we're using string, and I think apart from that, it's just going to be a lot of pricking out and potting on, which is a constant thing we seem to be doing. Thinning out carrots as well in the veggie pot. So, yeah, that is my plans for this weekend. Now, I don't want to leave you without any ideas for something that you can do. So I've made a list of some tasks that you could do this weekend. We start off with preparing the soil for planting by clearing away any weeds, loosening the soil, add compost or organic matter to improve its quality. This is something that we try and do almost every weekend whenever the beds are empty anyway. And pretty soon, I know where we are, we can start planting our plants outside, especially our tender plants. So chances are where you are, that time is just around the corner to start planting them out. We want to start sowing some of our summer crops, and these could be vegetables like tomatoes, cucumbers, beans, squash, that we can sow directly into the garden or in the allotment or in containers. We are now at that temperature, the weather-wise, that we can sow those directly. I'm not a fan of sowing directly, but it is something that we could do. Now, if you do have some seedlings like carrots or anything like that that are growing well, it may be time to thin those out. And that this just avoids a bit of overcrowding. We just remove a few carrots, give them all a bit of space. I'm using carrots as an example here. We're probably going to need to sow a few more of these carrots as well. I certainly do need a few more, so that might be something I do this weekend as well. Transplant seedlings, if they are ready for transplanting, either getting them planted outside or moving them on to larger pots, or even just pricking them out, something that we are doing a lot here. Weed and mulch our beds, so keeping on top of the weed control, as I said, going down the allotment and home garden every day makes all the difference. So cut the lawn here at home, using that grass for mulch. Compost can also work as well. I'm a big fan of mulches. They work as a great way to suppress weed growth and retain moisture. Of course, inspect our plants for pests and diseases. If you do have any pests or diseases, you may need to take action. One particular problem that is pretty common at this time of year, slugs and snails. Again, I find encouraging birds in to be a good way to prevent that. Watering. Now, we haven't had rain for over a week, and I certainly can see some of our pots are starting to look a bit dry if we haven't watered them. So I am going around and watering our pots quite regularly at the moment, almost on a daily basis. The plants in the bed do need watering to establish them, but otherwise they should be okay. If there's any crops that need harvesting, it's good to keep on top of harvesting. We're harvesting lots of rhubarb, lots of spinach at the moment, and we're trying to harvest those as regularly and get those in the freezer or something as much as we can. Spinach particularly, I'm really pleased with our spinach crops this year. We're having so much spinach, and it is so tasty. That is just a few of the tasks that I've got listed that we could all be doing this week. end. That's my phone telling me it's time for wind down, as it calls it. Yeah, but there's a few tasks that we can do this weekend. And if you've got any tasks that you're doing, anything particularly special, please do let us know. Please do share. I've been defining, or I had a phrase that came into my lap today, shall we say, which kind of sums up everything that I want to do. Our goal is to foster a supportive environment where we can all learn from one another. It's exactly what I want to do. I've actually written that down. It's going to be something to try and remember by. Let us know how you are getting on in your allotments, your gardens, as always. I'm sure there's lots of things that we can do. Please, again, go and check this video out from the House of Lords, and love to know your thoughts on it. Well, guys, you take care, and I will speak to you again next time.